This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hello and welcome to Perfect Person, the show where I'm perfect and you're a person. Baby, I've been doing push-ups.
Have you really?
I've been sort of revolutionizing the way that my shoulders look and feel.
Nice.
I've been doing some push-ups some days of the week.
How many?
For probably let's say 2 days in a row, one day off.
Yeah.
Another day on, another day off. And then I think 2 days later, I did it again.
Okay.
And I only did about 10 to 15.
Sure.
But I just want my shoulders are fucked up.
Yeah.
And the shoulders are often, people think it's your eyes are the window to your soul. It's actually shoulders.
It's all the shoulders.
It's all shoulders.
It's all shoulders.
People are sort of looking at how your shoulders look and feel, and they want to be able to grab you by the shoulders.
Totally.
So I want those to be buff.
Yeah.
And so I've started doing the push-ups.
People are like, whoa. These knots in the top of your arm.
Yeah, by the way, I got a massage, and it fucking hurts so bad
Did
recently.
You really?
Yeah, Sarah and I got gifted a gift certificate to a massage. It was supposed to be a couple of massages, but it was like only enough. Massages are so fucking obscenely expensive.
I know.
It was only enough for one of us to go, and Sarah was like, you should go, your back's fucked up. So I went, and during the massage, I think she was mad at me because I said, I was literally like, oh yeah, you can go a little harder.
Yeah.
And then she was like, yeah, yeah, you fucking loser. And then she like, it felt like was trying to harm me.
The last time I was in a massage, no.
Because you had never had a massage.
I've had two now.
Yeah, in your life.
I never had one. You guys got me one for my birthday.
Yeah, because you're too squirrely. You don't like to be pinned
down. When I turned 30.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm too squirrely. I got too much energy. I'm just too curious, man.
I'm too curious. I'm too curious to get a massage.
There's too many smells and sights, man. I gotta see. I was laying face down.
Yeah.
And I felt like my shoulders were like a little high.
Yeah.
And they were like massaging my shoulders, and it was lovely. I had a blast.
Yeah.
I kind of readjusted my shoulders down. And also because they read me correctly. Like I was like, oh, my shoulders are a little high.
Yeah,
like
right.
I'm gonna move them down. Yeah. And like for them, and I moved them down. And very sweetly, like this masseuse was fantastic. She goes, you don't need to help. And I was like, thank you. And it was like, honestly, I cannot even believe how much that cut to me as a person. Like, you know me as a person. Like, that is such a specific thing to say to me that was like, oh, okay.
That is so good.
Yeah.
Yeah, it cuts to that's Jay's core.
That's what I was thinking.
You actually don't need to massage yourself.
Yeah.
You she was like,
you don't need to help.
What do you mean? You were pinned down and you were like up here.
I was here, and then like she was like massaging my shoulders, and then I kind of like moved them down because I felt like they were a little high, and like for her to like, and I was like, I'm a little, and let me move around, and
oh, that's so.
And she
funny.
Goes, yeah. She goes, you don't need to help.
You start crying.
Like,
okay, no, that's so. Fucking
it was
funny,
so funny. And from then on, I was like, okay, sick, like.
You're like,
so
great.
Chill. Because I was nervous going in for my first massage.
I know, because you're like, it is, I love a massage.
I love a massage. But I never had one, and I was like, I don't know. Yeah. I was just like, what is it like? Like, I've never had this happen before.
Yeah.
Because you never really, and it was like, oh, this is, and I think because there is like the stress of like, is this weird to me? Like, I've never done it before.
Yeah,
and it was like,
is somebody squeezing your body going to be, it's also very vulnerable to get
very
your first
vulnerable.
Massage. You're nude, you know.
Yeah.
And but I will say I had a anxious moment in a massage once.
Yeah.
Where she this is like crazy, but
yeah.
She was massaging me and she kind of get around to like my left pec, like over my heart, and I go, "You don't have to massage that. I have a heart condition." Like
what?
The idea being that I was worried that she was going to massage me into a heart attack.
You genuinely thought that?
Yes. It was like crazy of me.
That's kind of like, that's, I was a like, me kind
no,
of thing.
Exactly. No, I know. I was like, you actually don't have to do that right there. Like, as if she was going to like massage through my rib cage and give me and like squeeze my heart so it died. It was a crazy thing to do.
It's like
and
Temple of like, Doom.
She's like, yeah, okay, no problem. Like, okay.
That's so nice.
But I was like, don't you have to do that?
Totally.
It was crazy.
That rules.
But I love massage. And, but yeah, she kept hitting these like little fucking needle point, like pressure points and being like, yeah, you fucking, like, oh, is that hard enough for you now?
They always know, like, they tell me things afterwards. They're like, I always get the same thing. They're like, hydrate more. And I'm like, I'm drinking water all the time. Like,
all I'm doing is pissing.
All I'm doing is pissing. And like, I'm in the desert. I'm trying.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, you got to hydrate more. And I'm like, okay, cool that you know that. And then like, just from like feeling my muscles.
Do you think it's something about you? They're seeing you and just going, you got to hydrate more.
Guy is dry.
Or is it just general? Is it just generally?
It.
You think they're looking at you and going, I was squeezing you all over and you got to hydrate more.
I think it has something to do with like my skin and my, like I hydrate a lot, but I think it probably has to do with like skin and like muscle, like pliability is my guess. And then they're always like my left shoulder is always super tight. And they're like, you've got to.
What are you doing with your left hand that's so.
Well, I think I don't use it as much, like because I'm right hand dominant. So like, I think, so I'll like have this like, and
you're like Hellboy.
Yeah, like Hellboy. Yeah, that's exactly what I'm like. I'm like one of those arm wrestlers.
Yeah,
it's like a really big one, really big arm.
Sometimes it's not all about the size, though.
Well, that's interesting. I'm gonna be real. Can I give you a note?
Oh my god. Yeah, please. No, no, actually, Jay, I am a lifelong learner. And I'm trying to abandon my ego.
Yeah.
So I'm accepting all notes.
Totally.
Please.
The way you said that sounded like you're enhancing your ego.
What's that?
Like, no, you know what? I'm actually a lifelong learner.
Yeah.
So
I see, take all. I'm so awesome.
Yeah.
That I don't need to have notes, but I will take all of them.
I think you're using that sound effect maybe a little too flippantly.
The fart?
Yeah.
There's a fringe group that acts outside of the bounds of the podcast. That wants to ban the fart noise.
Who? Are they like
they're commenters. They exist in the dark spaces.
In the liminal spaces,
in between the internet
and life.
In between the upload and the re-release. In between the subscribe.
In the ice.
In the ice. And they're ready.
The neuromancers.
Yeah, they're neuromancers and they would like the fart noise to be banned. You think I'm using it too flippantly?
No, I mean, I just wanted to say that because I thought it'd be like a fun thing to say, but...
Hey. Hey, Jay, you don't have to make yourself seem more fun for the show.
That's really nice.
Yeah, because
that's really nice.
Because I think the jury's out that people think that you are fun.
That's fun, man. I like to be thought of as fun.
Now, Jay, obviously you're on the show. This is Jay Putnam, multiple repeat time guest, star of the Bachelor episode.
Just super flattering,
that's
honestly.
That's right. Yeah.
People were asking, like, I saw Zach and Kelly for a little bit last night, and they were like, I was like, oh, I'm going to be on the pod tomorrow.
Yeah.
And like, how does it feel? Like, you've done it. I'm like, honestly, it's just like so consistently flattering.
Oh, wow.
That you ask me. Like, it that allure doesn't like wear off. It's like, oh, man, that's such a nice compliment from my best friend.
What? Then I'm asking you to be on the show?
Yeah.
Oh, Jay, please.
I just love it. It's just so nice.
Well, we've been doing it forever. We did comedy stuff together.
That's true.
And of course, you know, you're one of my true homies.
Yeah.
Not in some of the other fake homies I've got out there.
Totally.
I've got sort of a legion of fake homies.
For sure.
But
and we know who you are.
And we know who you are. If you're out there, we know that you're a fake homie.
For sure.
But Jay, you're obviously on the
Sarah.
Show. It's a my wife, Sarah. Actually, get my wife's name out your fucking mouth. Get my wife's feet out your fucking mouth.
Is that a thing?
That's something Eric said on the show.
Oh, okay.
Made me laugh. Jay, obviously you are sort of a repeat guest. Obviously, it's springtime in Los Angeles. We were just out on the streets of LA.
Just like simple, just simple moments.
Yeah, simple moments. Know? I find that the smell of spring
inspired
makes me
want to... Mumford.
Deeply inspired by Mumford. On the premium, we were discussing Mumford and Sons and the chokehold it has
on us in college.
On my psyche, personally.
For sure.
When Mumford comes on, man.
Yeah.
Woo! I will wait for you. It makes me feel like I want to. By the way, there's something about Mumford and the spring smells that makes me want to get fucking lit, dude, during the, like, daytime.
In the
just 10 beers, like, deep in the middle of sunshine.
In the, I remember the fall in Chapel Hill and being like, I don't know, man. Like, I have this, like, very specific memory of being like, oh man, we're gonna go, like, jump off a cliff,
yeah,
into the lake. Like, let's fucking roll
into a lagoon.
And I'm like, let's do it. And they're like, what's in there? I'm like, I don't care. And I'm just like, living, man.
Yeah, there's something about that, just that springtime air. And
totally,
that,
man. Oh,
it's just that feeling that I, it's really getting me going. I, by the way, I hope everyone is out there also.
Just gonna, like, climb a tree.
Yeah, by the way, I was thinking about that when I was a kid. I was up in trees all the time. It is a miracle I'm alive.
Totally.
I was
climbing,
like,
trees was a blast.
I was thinking about trees and I'm like, well, how fucking dangerous. I was like 30 feet up in the air. I remember being up in a magnolia tree, yeah, right? I'm up there and I'm sort of like holding on to stuff. I'm at the top of the magnolia tree and I look next and my friend Patrick,
yeah,
Patrick was there and he was climbing and he was like, well, looks like we have to get to the top. And the branch he was standing on cracked and he fell all the way down the magnolia tree and broke his arm.
Oh my God.
And I was like, like, he even fell all the way down. He was like, falling down, broke his arm. It was horrible.
That's crazy.
But I was like, magnolia trees, man, best fucking climbing tree. Jay, we've got to get to the phone lines.
I love that.
Because people are calling in and they need our help.
Yeah.
But before we even get to the phone lines, Jay,
sure,
it's important for me to tell the people who are out there that if you like the show, remember to subscribe to it on the YouTube or on the podcast app and then turn on notifications so you don't miss an episode. So when I'm in your inbox, I'm just saying, hey, Miles,
yeah,
it's me. Howdy doody.
You're saying that to yourself?
I'm saying that to the listener.
Oh, you call them Miles?
And I'm going, hey, Miles.
You wanted to cut your ego back.
Hey, all my little Miles's out there. And I'm saying the new episode's ready.
Right.
I cooked it up in my kitchen. Then you're going to love to listen to the new episodes by turning those notifications on. And by the way, if you love the show and you cannot get enough of the show, Jay.
Yeah.
Guess what they can do?
They can go subscribe to Platinum.
They can get enough.
On Patreon.
They can get their cup with full to the brim,
yeah, yeah,
by joining Patreon and getting the ad-free extended version of every single episode, including this single one.
Yes.
Where we talked beforehand in an exclusive cold open that you can get that nasty for. And bonus episodes every single Friday where I call back people from the show and I give them my stunning updates.
Yeah.
Well, they give me them.
It's very much so like a holy grail of perfection.
That's right. Recent callbacks include the guy whose biological daughter was actually his niece.
Oh, you told me about that. That was wild.
Yeah. I just called him back on Friday. It just happened. So that episode, that callback is up, as well as a bunch of other ones. And the live show that I just did at the Goldfish is also up as a Platinum. I don't know if every live show I do will be on the Patreon, but the first one certainly is.
I, in many ways.
Yeah, please.
That's in some ways the last episode I was on.
The live show?
Yeah.
You weren't on that episode.
But
you were just in the crowd.
But I was in the crowd cheering.
So you could hear this.
Is that a sample pulled from
me? Oh my God,
me?
I fucking can't believe you. We gotta get to the phone lines.
All right, let's do it.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Should I buy a moped? Yes or no?
Absolutely not. That's an easy one. No.
No, what are you talking about?
Mopeds are so dangerous. It's the same way I feel about bird scooters.
It's the same Lime way I feel bird about scooters. Birds.
Are you the way I feel about
don't
birds?
Get a bird.
Completely
birds are totally
unnecessary.
Dangerous. Totally dangerous.
So dangerous.
We gotta go.
Well, first of all, birds are wild. Like crazy.
You mean like a cockatiel?
I mean like any bird.
You mean like birds? Like
these things soaring through the air, these dinosaurs.
They're dangerous, man.
They're crazy. It's so cool that they exist. And then also people are running around. No, get off those scooters. Don't be on a moped. Don't do it.
Okay, well, we gotta listen to the voicemail.
Mr. Bonsignore. should I buy a moped? Yes or no?
I mean,
lovely accent. I mean, we can call back if you want, but the answer is no.
What do you mean? Sorry, Jay, you're not even going to hear the case out?
No. There's no reason. They're so dangerous. I mean, okay, here's my caveat.
Can I be real with you?
Yeah.
I'm shocked.
Here's my caveat.
Yeah, please.
Are you in Lake Como?
Cuomo?
Lake Cuomo?
There's no way.
Hello.
There is a way.
You called Perfect Person, and I'm here to call you back. And the mood is tense in the studio, okay? Because you called with a controversial question. Okay.
You did call with a controversial question.
Because I want to hear your case. I'm a firm believer. I'm here with Jay Putnam, of course.
Hi.
Friend of the show. And
Hello.
I am a firm believer in mopeds, and I want to hear your case. Jay is sort of on the anti-moped train right now.
Yeah, sort of.
He's sipping the Haterade. He's gulping it down, practically waterboarding himself with Haterade.
No.
And I would love to hear where you're at and what your conundrum is.
Okay, so my conundrum is I live in Canada, so I live at home with my parents at the moment.
Okay,
cool.
And mopeds here, you have to have your full license, and I'm only on my, like, whatever the not full license, like the learner's license.
Oh, sure. Okay. Permit.
So I would have to wait, but that gives me time to save up for my moped purchase.
Got it.
So I'm figuring I have time to get a moped.
Mm-hmm.
It's an intelligent way of getting around. I just don't know if I'm the kind of person that can pull off being a moped guy.
Can I be real with you?
Okay, that's two different questions. Yeah,
there's a lot here. There's a lot here. What's written on your wrist right there?
Oh, our friend Ethan signed my wrist.
We don't even have time to get into it.
And all over my coffee cup. And he was like, oh my God, okay. I signed my first body autograph. And I was like, oh my God, you got a cool
body graph. So, okay. First of all, you're wondering if you should get a moped.
Yeah.
And also if you can pull off the moped vibe and look. Two different questions.
So wildly different. And I have two astoundingly different answers.
Okay, please.
But
yeah.
Is there anything else we should know?
Yeah, we probably should know.
What's name?
We need to give you a fake name, Jay.
Birdie.
Okay, named after my dog.
Love that.
First of all, I'm going to need to know what your personality/vibe is like.
Yeah.
If you can give me a TLDR on your vibe.
Nice.
I'm like a dykey beeper.
You're going to have to say that again.
You're going to have to say that again because what I heard was I'm a Duffy beak haver. Like you have a beak like a bird.
I heard something about Ibiza.
Ibiza? You're from Ibiza. Can you just give us that one more time?
No. I said dykey beekeeper.
Okay.
So I'm like a lesbian that keeps bees.
So got it. Well, by the way, you're calling in. And by the way, you're wondering if you can pull off a moped. Are you out of your mind?
You could pull off a moped. Like, here's the thing. I don't know if a moped could pull you off.
If you look at gay beekeepers and the Venn diagram of moped owners, it's a circle.
Yeah.
Okay, Birdie?
Okay.
Like, absolutely. Like that would be like, so, yeah, totally
yeah.
You could pull it off.
Does a gay beekeeper have a moped? Does a bear shit in the woods?
Totally. You have that sort of mask, that veil mask on.
Yeah.
A bunch of bees on the back of the moped.
By the way, bees, losing bees.
Losing bees.
We're
the
losing
bees. The bees are chasing you, trying to catch up to their home. There's honey everywhere.
Honey all over the moped.
Bears running around.
The trail.
It's Canada.
Yeah.
It's Canada, man. There's bears out there.
Totally.
So, I mean, you live in a small town?
I'll watch that movie.
That, by the way, I think we just
No, I live blood. In Vancouver.
Vancouver.
I heard Vancouver
city.
Is cool.
Now, my worry about Vancouver is that if we prescribe you a moped, it's a
frigid.
Death sentence. Oh, well, that is true. It is cold, Jay. But I'm wondering that, like, what I think is... Prime moped, because I agree, riding a motorcycle, riding a moped, riding a bird scooter, these are all just sort of you looking life in the face and saying, maybe tonight. Maybe tonight. Maybe tonight I die.
Tonight. Do I outwit death?
I fear I could buy a helmet.
Okay.
Okay, well, that rules.
If you're traveling, okay, imagine someone goes, I'm going to shoot you out of a rocket. But we'll give you a helmet.
Yeah.
It's sort of like too little, too late.
I'd be so down.
Yeah. I mean, I am somebody, and I'll tell from my own personal experience, and I can't remember if I've told this story before. Maybe I have.
It's about when you cut your finger and got salsa in it.
How fucking dare you? In college, I was dating a woman, And thank you so much.
Not to brag.
Not to brag. And because it's relevant to the story, this woman had a boyfriend and I was like, she was Polly and I was like the other boy.
For sure.
That she was seeing.
Not
right?
to brag.
Not to brag.
Yeah.
Okay. Am I right? Miles in 2012, holding it down. Maybe 13. But the point is, I was dating this person and then she was like, okay, I actually am moving to Egypt. So I was like, okay.
Oh, yeah.
And she had a scooter and she was like, can you take my scooter?
Right.
Because I'm going to be in Egypt and I need somewhere to go. And the scooter's name was Candy. It was a white with a big red stripe scooter. It's exactly how you're picturing it from the movie.
Yeah.
It's almost like from Yes Man with Jim Carrey and Zooey Deschanel. Now, I get on the scooter and immediately it became my personality.
Right.
I'll say that. Because when you have a scooter in a college town, you are a fucking god.
Totally.
It's such a cool feeling to be zipping around those college streets. And then I'm sort of going on. And I, of course, had a helmet. And I had a second one, too. And I, you know, put that on me, put that on my guest on the scooter. And I'm driving around the college town and I'm feeling like a fucking $1 million. If you're in that type of situation, 1,000,000%, that's the perfect situation to be in. And then, unfortunately, okay, her boyfriend came back into the picture and he said, well, I want the scooter now. And then she was like, okay, you have to give my boyfriend the scooter. And I was like, well, but
fuck. You had two helmets.
I know. I had two helmets. Me and her boyfriend could have ridden it Dutch. But I ended up, I repaired it and I put all this work into it and her boyfriend took it back. So I had to give away the scooter and it was devastating.
Yeah.
But my point is, if you're in a city where you're going to have to like cross fucking lanes of traffic, I remember once I had to get on the highway with a scooter and I nearly died.
Yeah, that's scary.
It was terrible. So what's your driving situation like? And are you going to try to put bees on the back of this thing?
Definitely not. I do have a little van at work. I have a company vehicle.
Do you run a bee company?
No. I'm just an employee at the bee company.
That's so cool.
That is really cool. Is it like one of those companies where they go, this is another day of saving the bees. I showed up to the BP oil plant and they had a hive that needed to be harvested. You know those things?
Wow, did you just pass out?
Yeah. Honestly,
sorry, Jay.
What?
Sorry, Jay's not familiar with bee talk.
No, I'm not.
Which is a part of TikTok about people who literally save bees.
Oh, I'm not on TikTok.
Yeah, this is classic Jay.
I get a lot of stuff about the mower on Instagram.
Jay still gets the paper in paper form.
And I get a lot of
you get Instagram delivered via print.
You're still getting like Winston Churchill speeches.
Yeah,
that's exactly right.
That's correct.
Yeah.
By horseback.
Yeah.
You know, it is a pretty cool company. We have like a naked beekeeping calendar.
A naked beekeeping calendar?
What does that mean?
It means that it's like a sexy fireman calendar, but for beekeepers.
Okay.
So we're naked.
Now,
amazing.
Now, my first question is, why are you not selling this to all the other gay beekeeping people in the world? Because
totally.
I feel like, why? Yeah, that's like a huge sell.
I'm honestly turning around a little bit in very specific instances about this moped.
Because once the calendar came up, your ears perked up.
But Bertie, before we got on, I was a hard no on the moped.
Staunch.
And because I find them to be I find them
dangerous.
I find them so dangerous. There's too much hubris. They bring too much hubris into us. And I'm also thinking about the red and white one. That'd be cool. What color would you get?
Oh, black and yellow.
Black and yellow, like a bee. By the way, come on. If you're
like a bee,
you're
But wouldn't it be really cold?
This is true. But I do think that I wouldn't be like having to use it every day. Like if it was raining too bad, like if it was dangerous to be driving it in certain conditions, I could be using my work van. I could be taking transit like I already do.
I think that to me, now that I know that the moped is going to be yellow and black, I think that you have to get it.
I'm going to be honest. I've changed my mind. I've changed my mind. Yeah, it's cool.
Yippee! We're pro moped.
I think you got to get the moped as long as it sort of fits exactly right into the beekeeping mentality.
And you wear 12 helmets.
And you wear 12 helmets.
Gosh, it was like becoming my dad, like growing up and being like, I'm
going to
skateboard. And my dad's like, wear all your pads. And I'm like, no, I'm not a nerd.
Yeah, no, it is a risk, but just drive very safely. Definitely wear a helmet. Okay, don't be going out there, Bertie, with no helmet. Okay, otherwise I'm going to be giving you a call back with some stern words.
I'm just in the hospital. And you're like, no, how could you do this?
Yeah, call me from the hospital. Well, Birdie, thank you so much for calling in. And best of luck on your new yellow and black scooter. Check the driveway. It just got delivered.
Thank you for having me.
Okay.
Oh, my God. No way.
Bye, Birdie.
Bye, Birdie. Egg on my face. I thought that wasn't, you know, it was a pretty, like, it was a pretty straightforward call, and there's a lot of meat in there.
There's a lot of meat on those bones.
Yeah, a lot
there's
of meat
too much
bones.
Meat.
There's too much meat.
I gotta put that on the fucking soundboard.
Man, that was I've said that to some people, and people have been like, "Jay, that is looks like you look unwell."
It's such
like
a funny clip.
You have so much energy
to those two, yeah, who aren't aware of this. Jay on a Platinum episode was in a bad mood, and we solved the bad mood by forcing you to cold plunge.
Solve is an interesting word.
I would say solved. And one of the things that you said in your sort of bad grumpy haze was, "There's no way it could have doomed." Could have been one movie.
No, you were saying Dune should have been a TV show.
And you said, there's
and
no
I said,
way.
And you said 30-minute episodes. And I was like, there's no way. Like, that's impossible you could do 30-minute episodes. There's too much meat. I mean, it would have been a crazy show.
I'm just going to put the sound bite right here.
Are you joking? Are you joking? Are you joking? As if it would be 30-minute episodes each. That's crazy. There's too much in there, man. There's too much meat.
Yeah.
Too much meat.
Well, Jay, my God. We solved it. And by the way, now that I knew that it was like a beekeeper driving a yellow and black scooter is so, it makes me be like, you know what? I should have a dark green scooter with phones on it.
Yeah, sure.
That'd be interesting.
What would I have then? I guess I have like a...
Like a plain beige manila like folder
pants
scooter.
On it?
Yeah, pants.
Like denim, pants and a shirt.
A denim scooter. You just get a custom denim scooter.
Totally.
Waxed to perfection. Yeah,
absolutely. Selvage.
Well, Jay, we got to get back to the phone lines to get back into it.
This is something I was going to say. After the episode when I was in like a bad mood.
Yeah.
And we did that platinum. I got like 4 or 5 DMs the next day that were really sweet. That were like, hey, Jay, sorry you're in a bad mood. Like, hope it's sunny today.
That's so sweet, because
I was like, I was so bummed it was cloudy. I was like, just like, oh, I can't deal with this rain anymore. And everybody was, I got woke up and I had all these DMs. And I was like, that is so, it really was so nice.
That's so
sweet, whoever
sent
me those are so kind.
I love that, man. Everyone's awesome.
Everyone's awesome.
Hi, Miles. Me and the people that I live with are dealing with the mystery of what the heck are our downstairs neighbors doing. And a couple weeks ago, things just got a little interesting, and we're not really sure what to do about it. So call me back. Bye.
Well, obviously, I've been a neighbor many times before.
For sure. Dare I say, you are now.
Dare I say, won't you be my neighbor? I'm sort of...
I love that documentary.
What's his fucking name?
Mr. Rogers.
I think I'm like modern day Mr. Rogers.
Sure.
He was sort of being like, well, everyone be nice. And I'm like, yeah, for real.
Ditto.
Say less.
Yeah.
Say less, Mr. Rogers. Well, let's give this person a call back so we can find out what their downstairs neighbors are up to.
Okay. That'd
you know
be
mean.
Yeah.
Maybe they're like making meth. We don't know.
No way.
Hello. You called Perfect Person, and I'm here to call you back to solve your problem and give you professional advice.
My God.
All for the price of... free. I'm obviously here with Jay Putnam.
Obviously.
Oh my God. I'm freaking out.
Well,
oh my God. Okay.
Thank you so much for picking up the call. And I'm very curious as to what your downstairs neighbors. Oh my God. Please.
You left a great voicemail.
You left a great voicemail. I'm really proud of you.
Yeah.
You.
Now, why don't you give me some context on what's been going on and what's been getting Gucci?
So I'm a freshman in college. I live in a dorm, obviously. And so for this story to make sense, I have to explain like how our dorms are set up. So we live in suites, right?
Sure.
So it's like two rooms connected by a bathroom.
Yeah.
Two people to a room. Right?
Okay, got it.
So I live on the top floor of my building. So like that's under
penthouse.
Us multiple times.
Penthouse.
Right?
Yeah.
So when we got back from Christmas break, the people under us started like making this really loud banging noise.
Sure.
And like not like sex noises. Like we figured out that they were hitting the roof and we couldn't figure out how they were doing it because the ceilings are really high.
Right.
Oh. So we think one of their beds are lofted. And so one day I was sitting in the dining hall. And I look up and I see like one of the girls sitting like 10 feet in front of me.
Yeah.
And here's where I fucked up a little bit because I am done. Like, I like maybe or may not
have taken the creep shot of her and sent it to my sweet man and been like, is this her? Like,
totally. Yeah.
Well, you're sleuthing. Right? You're sleuthing. You're sort of a cop.
You're learning how to do it.
You're staking it out.
Yeah.
You're a detective in training.
I'm a stalker.
Yeah, you're a stalker.
Yeah, well,
let's avoid the use of stalker when this goes before the honor court.
Okay, that's fair. No, that's fair. Here's where I screwed up a little bit, because I did kind of just go up to her and be like, hey, I know this is really weird because I've never spoken to you before, but like, I think I live above you. Like, do you live in like this building? Do you live in one of these two rooms? And she's like, yes. And I'm like, okay, so I think I live above you. Like, we've been hearing all these noises. Like, just what is happening? Like, I don't care. Like, it's not annoying us. It's not waking us up in the middle of the night or anything like that. Yeah. We just want to know what's going on.
Sure.
This girl looks at me so confused. Like, she's no idea what I'm talking about. Looks at her, like, roommate who's, like, sitting across from her. Looks back at me and is just like, so that's definitely not us. That's definitely the other side. But they do yell at each other a lot, so that could be part of it. So now my mind is going to, like, all the worst places. Like, oh, my God, are we witnessing, like, physical violence? Like, what is happening? And so then I'm like, okay, thank you, and I just left. Like, I did not give her my name. I did not say, like, this is why I know who you are. Anything like that. And I still feel very awkward about that, because now I, like, see her places, and I, like, just kind of pull out my phone, and I'm like, I don't know who you are. And I'm just like, definitely checking my email right now. Like,
totally.
So you jacuzzed the person underneath of you that it was them that were making the loud banging. Now, here's what I'll say. Probably next time, I'm gonna actually encourage you too. When you see this person around, you want to look down the barrel.
Totally.
You want to look down the barrel, because you know what's making it worse? You checking your email. And you know what sounds scary is looking at her and going, hey, how's it going? But in reality, what you've done is only pretty weird. It's not that weird.
It's not that weird.
It's not that weird.
It's like a neighbor going to somebody and being like, hey, it's loud. Like, can you be quiet?
However, I think the way you should have approached it is like, hey, what's up? I think we live underneath you. Do you guys know what that loud banging is we hear sometimes? We're just so curious what it is. So that way it makes you feel like you're on the same team and you're sort of Scooby doing a mystery together. There's Velma, there's Scooby, there's Fred, and the other ones.
This gets a little bit weirder. So like a couple of weeks, I still hear noises like all the time. So one day me and my roommate are like doing math homework and I finished mine and I'm like trying to go to bed. I was really frustrated. But then we hear something and I'm like, I'm going to get answers. So I finally like gather the courage to go downstairs, and I go downstairs. I knock on the door. I hear footsteps and then no one opens it. So I just stood there for like a minute. So I think what happened is they looked outside and were like, who is this bitch? And then we're like, I'm not going to open the door because I get that. But I was also just like, I just want to know, like, I have one question. Like,
it's just got to be humping, right?
I don't know, man.
No, for real.
Part of me thinks like it's got to be. But then also I'm saying, like, are they doing like a renovation? Are they doing like an unsanctioned reno?
Yeah. Do you think that they're sort of, you think they're carving into the walls?
Yeah, I think that they're trying to get like a domed ceiling.
Yeah. I'm also like, maybe it's their TV's on the wall and they're slapping the TV to get the signal to work or something.
Totally, totally.
You know?
There was a guy, I heard a rumor about somebody at Chapel Hill where we went to school.
Yeah.
I don't know if this is true, but it's like it was a bit of an urban legend, but there was like, while we were there, he had snakes.
It's snakes.
His snakes in his dresser.
Oh my God.
And he was they were biting him to like he wanted to become immune to their venom.
What?
I mean, this has to be an urban legend, right? Like, because it was like, but I remember hearing something about this, and it's like always stuck with me. It's like
snakes in the dresser.
This is like a crazy, like the stuff that goes on in these dorms.
I mean,
wild.
I knew people that had pets. Like, there was like a girl.
That's terrifying. Like,
terrifying, like, right?
That's
right?
Really scary.
Yeah. Really crazy.
That's like, oh,
I'm like deathly afraid of snakes, dude. That would freak me out.
Really freak me out. So
scream.
To get to the bottom of it, I think what you need to do is, this is actually perfect.
I don't want it to be sex. I want it to be something more conspiracy-like.
And I think that what you should do, and this is just going to be perfect.
Yeah.
What you're going to need to do.
Okay. Titular line.
That's right. Because the show's
perfect,
called that.
Yeah.
Because the show's called that.
Yeah.
So what you're going to need to do is gather up like a fuck ton of cookies, right? Hey, okay. Everyone. Okay, we're going to everyone on floor 16.
And
floor
three.
Floor three. Sorry. And we're hanging. I'm not listening. And we're going to everyone on floor three. And we're handing out cookies to all the gals that live here. Happy International Women's Day.
Oh, my
Day.
God. Okay.
We just missed it, but you could say belated International Women's Birthday. So International Women's Birthday, we celebrate them all.
I'll get my RA in on it.
No, do not involve the RA.
Honestly, though, maybe involve
RAs
the RA.
RAs are cops, man.
It depends on.
And you bring the cookies and you say, "Hey guys, we just had some cookies. We're just handing them out. We wanted to meet the rest of the girls on the floor."
Right.
Because then, then you get a peek
on
inside.
A different floor than theirs.
Yeah, totally fine, though, right? Doesn't even matter. We're up there, so
on Samantha. Hey, they don't know that.
They don't know that.
Well, two of them do.
What you can do is then you get a peek into the room. You go, they open the door and you go,
but it's the suite. They open them into the suite. They have to go into the bat. They have to go into one of the specific rooms within.
No, you can get to the door. You can get to the door. You don't have to get to the suite. During the daytime, you don't think you could daisy chain your way in? Those other girls now know you. I think you got to get to the door so you can sneak in, because then you're going to be like, oh, it's obvious. They are like trying to, there's like a bird in there. There's a bird in the room. You just have to peek in.
There could be a bird.
And I want you to peeping Tom, and I think that's got to be my prescribed advice, is you got to give cookies to the door so you can peek in to get more information, and then I do expect a call back when you find out what's going on.
And absolutely the worst thing that happens at that point is everybody gets to enjoy a cookie.
And the worst thing that possibly could happen is you and your friends get to make some cookies and have some cookies.
I would say it'd probably be safe to do gluten-free vegan, just in case.
God, Jay.
Okay.
God.
You just never know, you know? No peanuts.
When no one opened the door, I like walked back up and I was like, if this happens again, you people are going down. I'm not going down. So I'm going to make one of my sons make one of the people I live with do this.
I think that's a good call.
And they're going to go down.
To share the weight.
Yes. That's good. Have her wear an Apple Vision Pro as well to record the experience.
Oh, absolutely.
That's smart. 100%.
Yeah. One of the Ray-Ban.
We'll be investing.
Well, thank you so much for calling in. Did we give you a fake name?
No.
We need to give you a fake name before you leave.
Oh, no. Can I please have one?
It's got to be Elevator.
Okay.
Elevator.
Right. Thank you.
Okay.
Peace out, Elevator.
Bye.
Man. I think it's sex.
I don't think it's sex. I think
it's maybe they're throwing a ball against the thing. The mystery is almost, maybe more exciting than the actual reality.
I did that for a second. I'd throw a ball against the wall in my dorm because there was like a couple days and I was like, maybe I can train myself to be ambidextrous.
Tell me about that.
Well, I had this ball that would also be used. We had like one of those like door basketball hoops.
Yeah.
And
you thought, I'm going to train my entire body to be ambidextrous. So, and what was the end goal?
Ambidextry.
Okay.
Sorry?
I understood that part of it. But I was wondering, was this to be like, I'm going to be so good at playing basketball or something? It was just to be ambidextrous.
It was just to be ambidextrous. Like,
I can type with both hands.
I do kind of only type with like two fingers on one and like a full hand.
I'm a hunt and pecker.
But I have like one full hand on another and like two on another.
Uh-huh.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Well, Jay, we have one more final call.
Okay, great.
We got to take it to help these people.
Hi, Miles and company. This is going to be a pretty short one. So my question is, how do I convince a whole high school in Ireland that I actually don't have a foot fetish? Okay, love you. Bye. Call me back.
Oh my God! It's like,
how did this happen?
Like, so many questions.
How did a whole
this, like, sounds like an episode of Sex Education.
Like, I'm like convinced
that's like absolutely
everybody that I actually do not have a foot fetish.
Yeah.
Just so everyone knows, I want it to be just clear. Everyone knows,
I do.
I'm into other stuff.
But at the same time.
Yeah, right. I do.
I don't want them to know.
I don't want these people to know.
Hello?
Hello. Thank you for calling Perfect Person. I'm obviously here to help direct your call, and I'm here with Jay Putnam.
Hi.
Oh, my God.
We have a lot of questions for you, but yeah, we're going to need to give you a fake name.
Yeah.
Jay, what's the fake name?
Brock.
Brock. Obviously, Pokemon style.
Yeah.
First gym.
Love it.
Brock, why don't you tell me how a whole high school in Ireland thinks you have a foot fetish?
For sure.
Yeah. So it started with my high school marching band went on a trip to Dublin to go like visit them.
Very cool.
And
to visit
we marched in a parade. We did all that.
Mm. Wait, but who are you visiting in Dublin?
Who are you visiting?
You said to visit them? Is it just the
whole
country?
We were visiting
country?
A high school. Like, we have a sister school in Dublin.
Amazing. Okay, a sister school.
Cool.
So we went over there. I was in a jazz band, and I did a jazz band performance with them. And then, like, the marching band played for them. It was super cool. So, like, a lot of the kids made a group chat for all of us to keep in touch.
Totally.
And we were on the bus ride home. And my friend Aaron took my phone and started just, like, going to town, talking about me liking beats.
Aaron, you and dog.
Aaron, that classic. And by the way,
that
Aaron
clown
is just that guy, right?
Oh, man, classic
yeah,
Aaron.
Yeah, classic absolutely. A. I took my phone back and tried to be like, I don't. It was a bit. It's just a bit. It's cool. We're good.
Totally.
Right.
And they bought it, and it was cool. And then Aaron took my phone back when I was sleeping that night and doubled down again and
this
sent
is,
feet pics
I mean,
in the
honestly,
back.
Legendary.
This is classic high school.
So...
That happened 5 years ago.
5 years ago?
I got a snap memory of it.
That's
and
incredible.
I texted one of the guys that was in the chat because I was like, I wonder if they remember me.
For sure.
And I said hi to him and he was like, oh, you're the feet guy.
Oh my
so,
gosh.
Like, it's still
That's
following
incredible.
Me. That guy was a freshman when I went and he's a senior now and he still knows me as feet guy.
So your reputation, your reputation precedes you as being a foot guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. I represent my whole high school. I'm like, they think of my high school, they think of me. They think of feet guy.
And so now you're in college and you're trying to beat the foot fetish allegations.
Sure.
I'm not even in college. I graduated. I'm out.
You're done. You're done, Zo. You're fucking
I'm out.
You're out
of college.
I got a big boy job. I'm a therapist. I'm out.
You're a therapist.
Okay.
Dude, you're amazing. I'm so sold by everything that you're saying right now.
So you're a therapist. How do I, as a therapist, convince people I don't have a foot fetish in a land that is far away across the sea?
For sure.
So you were
so
like,
far away across the pond, big time.
You were like a senior in high school when you went on this trip, and now you're out of college. And these people still okay. Well, first of all, just want to say first and foremost on this show. We're kink celebrators. We're not kink shamers.
Yeah,
we
I guess
celebrate.
The first question is it
no,
not
no,
true?
No, I'm not yucking anybody's yum.
And the first question is, Brock, if for lack of a better term, and I want you to be honest with me here, okay? You don't have to hide.
Absolutely.
You don't have to hide behind the veils of a text message. And I just want to ask.
I would never.
Are you into feet?
Miles, I can't lie to you. I genuinely gag at feet.
Okay.
All right. Near him.
Okay.
Honestly.
And again, even if you were, we would have celebrated you.
Totally.
Yeah.
Either like, way, Brock, you're a hero.
Don't yuck anybody's yum.
Don't yuck anybody's yum.
I mean, such a good therapist.
By the way, you're saying that to all your clients. Like, do not be yucking those yums, guys.
Totally. Everybody's like, man, you're just like running through clients. People are like, oh, man, I'm worried about don't yuck people's yum. Oh, my God. Brock's incredible.
That's amazing, Brock.
Jeez, Brock's so good at therapy.
Well, first of all, okay, so you're trying to clear your name. Right now, I would say probably the best way that you can clear your name is going to be to replace the fetish. Because I'm thinking you couldn't just be like, hey guys, by the way, guess what? I like normal sex.
That's a fetish?
No, I'm saying By the way, my fetish.
He starts therapizing you.
My fetish, normal.
So
stuff.
Miles, that's really not. We need to like get on. We need to like feel this back.
Don't you diagnose me? Don't you diagnose me?
So all these. It seems as though most of these students now are gone. Or are you still like a
You're an icon of the community.
An icon of the community that, like, it's also been passed down to other people of this band in Dublin.
Yeah, for sure.
See, like, I don't know. That's the thing. Because it's like, I mean, it's across the pond.
Well, look, here's the deal. Like, you're on a razor's edge. I think... you're dancing on a razor's edge. I think...
Truly.
I think, you know, you're at this point, and you're... Dare I say... You're dancing on the edge of a nail file.
You're dancing.
Yeah. You're sitting here and you're saying, okay, I could wait it out. These people grow up.
These people grow up. They forget about me.
And they just have this fun story about me.
That's right. It's just something that happens and
I can't control it. Or you double down. Mm-hmm. They know, but there's also the inverse of that. And they're like, oh, cool, this person's not a foot guy.
And you don't want people out there knowing things about you that isn't true, right?
Totally.
Yeah, that's like, I think that's the big thing.
They could say like, okay, that's great. Oh, this guy's doubling down 5 years later.
All of a sudden
now, everybody else, the current freshmen, sophomores, juniors, seniors, so they're like, oh, yeah. Wait, hold on. Who's this foot guy?
You're known. Brock the foot guy.
Yeah.
Is known.
Yeah. And it re-amps it. And they're like, oh, here are all these text messages. Because one of them works at Apple deep in iMessage.
One of those hacking your phone.
Totally.
They're waiting.
Totally. They're waiting. Yeah. Somebody has these on, they're on a kill switch.
Finger on the trigger, ready to go.
Ready to fucking send. So what's your goal, Brock? I mean, what are you after here? You're after sort of...
Personal freedom? Is it vindication?
Clearing your name?
So clearing my name would be absolutely amazing.
Sure.
That would be so cool. If I could know that a high school doesn't know who I am anymore, that would be excellent.
It seems like you're almost there, though.
Yeah, you're almost there, but
they're the senior class.
The other issue is that my friend, it came back home with me, you know? It's not just Ireland. It is here, too. I'm still introduced to some new people. It's like, oh, and this guy likes feet.
Wait, sorry, stateside? This rumor That's is
crazy.
Spread?
That's crazy.
Well, you got
stateside,
but,
it's still going.
So
it's
this
still
is,
going.
This is like when...
That's honestly so... Oh, wild.
This is what, like when in Breaking Bad, when Walter White, he's out. All he's got to do is let Hank go. He's just got to get out. And then he's just like, I can't help myself. So you're almost out of, the foot fetish thing is almost just going to sort of work itself out. People are going to forget. But I know you want to get there. One last job. I got to correct the record.
This has happened to me a few times in my life.
This has happened to you?
Not a foot fetish thing. Not a foot fetish. But like,
no way.
I've had like stories that like, I've had like misunderstandings or something about that. And like friends have like, or like moments have happened. They've been like, I heard about this thing. And I've been like, okay, that's actually a story about me.
What's the secret?
There was two. One was, these are both pretty funny. One was in Nashville. This is a short one. And like, this was heard. And I was like, I smoke like a little bit, but not like a bunch.
Sure.
But like at all. But like, I was in Nashville years ago.
Yeah.
And I was at a bar and I was outside and we were hanging out at this bar.
Yeah.
And my friend, there's like a friend of a friend came up and they're like, hey, you smoke? And I was like, cigarettes? And they looked at me straight, like immediately, and they go, nah, you don't smoke. Walks away. And like that story like has been brought, people have been like, oh yeah, like my friend told me about this like guy. I'm like, okay, that was me actually.
Sorry, that was me. You smoke.
And the other one was in college. We've talked about college a lot this episode. The other one was in college, and there's this bar in Chapel Hill called He's Not Here.
Yeah, that's right.
And when I was touring Chapel Hill when I was 16, I grew up, my family's religious, and I grew up and we were driving, and my parents are both from that area originally, and they went to school in Raleigh and stuff like that, and like we were hanging out, we're having like this awesome day, and it's like so fun to see it with them because they're like the most fun. We're driving around, my dad's like, and my dad also has been sober for a long time.
Right.
And so we're driving and we pass by this bar, and since I was like 10, I knew I'm not drinking. He was like, oh, he's not here. I love that place. And I was like, oh, sick. But I only really knew my dad in this like certain light. And I had this like real for like a year, like up until like through like our freshman year of college. I'm 16. This was like through our freshman year of college. Yeah. I thought this was like a, I thought this was like a youth group, like Christian place. Like like he's not here, like Christ like, is risen, sort of a thing.
He's not here, like
it was like an Easter thing.
The big him.
Like it was like an Easter thing. Yeah, I thought it was like an Easter thing. I was like, because it was also springtime when we were driving.
He is not here,
and I was like, oh, okay. I thought it was like a church thing the whole time, and like that story started coming back to me in college. And I'd be so like, funny. Yeah. And people would be like, you're that guy. Like, oh, tell that story.
You're that guy. Talk about the Bible place.
And I'm like, oh my gosh. Like, while we're at the bar drinking beer. And I'm like, oh my gosh. But so I've had this happen.
Yeah,
and
you've
I
had
think
to correct
there's
the record.
Like, there's
yeah,
like,
yeah, you get it.
A lot of these things, people start too big. You know, you're saying, I need to convince everybody this mealy. But a lot of these movements,
change your foot fetish one step at a time. One barefoot step at a time.
That's exactly right. And so you're in there.
Program.
You're in there and you're saying, okay, a lot of these things really happen. Yeah. It's all word of mouth. It's grassroots. Sure. You know, like we're in the age of quick information. The digital media, social media.
Yeah, well, you might be Instagram, thinking, I got to do a TikTok campaign about why I'm not in defeat.
And don't do that. Don't. It's too much. Just like, this is what you need to be doing, bro. Like, you're at a bar with your friends, you know, these guys are like, oh, the foot guy. And you're like, actually, man, super chill. Like, I'm actually not in defeat. Never was. That's that dog. That's the dog, Aaron. That's just the dog in him. I can't get away from it.
That's
but
right.
He got me. And they're like, oh, that's crazy. And you're like, yeah, whatever. And it's all gone. And then all of a sudden people are like, oh, the feet thing, right? I'm like, actually, no, that was Aaron.
Oh, it's Aaron.
Because Brock's like chill as hell.
But the funny thing is, he's not even into, Brock's actually not even into feet. He's into tickle play.
Totally.
Like, no, you just got, that's what I'm saying.
Oh, there place, we go.
I don't know. Don't pivot it.
I think you
just
can,
like let it be what it
you
is.
Can go in.
Or
no
maybe
replacement values. That's no,
like
when you,
I
when
like
you take
pivot.
Down when you take down a call, you don't have any replacement values.
I guess that's true because it is sort of like when you're in Indiana Jones
that's
and they
right.
have like I take the statue, but I have to put the sand bag.
That's why
on
alcoholics
there.
Get really into candy.
Is that true?
That's true.
I love candy.
That is
and
true.
And
yeah.
alcoholics getting really into candy after they get sober is you getting into tickle play after you convince everyone you don't have a foot fetish.
Yeah. Same thing.
It's a dangerous game, man.
It's a dangerous game.
So then you're there, and it's all of a sudden, before you know it, you're getting all these text messages from Dublin. Like,
yeah.
And you're like, what is going on? Because all your American friends are hitting up the Dubliners, and they're like, hey, oh man, it's so great to catch up with you. Like, do you remember Band 5 years ago? That ruled. Also, do you remember Brock and that guy, Aaron?
Yeah.
Oh man, what a crazy misunderstanding. What? Misunderstanding?
Huh?
What are you talking about?
No way.
Well, it turns out he's not in defeat at all. And then that music literally will play.
Yeah, that's right.
And then all of a sudden,
you'll
feel this like weight lifted spiritually. Mm-hmm.
Spiritually.
And I'm really petering to the end there. I really had
you
to,
petered
I,
out. Let me you petered
I
out.
I need to land.
It's like the Wizard of Oz, like black and white to color. You know,
exactly.
Like, it's like the weight's gone. It's changed. Like, I guess.
Very good,
Brock.
Exactly.
Now, Brock, so that's option one.
Yeah.
Now, option two,
okay.
I'm going to tell you, is to be the hero that Dublin deserves.
Be the foot guy?
I'm ready.
Jay was often saying, he was like, here's some things about me that people thought. And you were like, okay, that was me. But they loved it. They loved that Jay would be like, yeah, I was the guy.
Yeah.
So I'm like, maybe you send a picture of you with your dogs out to this guy and
ooh,
just be like,
down.
Was in defeat in 2017, still in defeat. You double down as the
still
foot
in.
Guy because it really is that like, you know, when people need an icon, they need a leader. They need something to look at the end of their long day in Dublin, plowing the fields.
Yeah.
They want to come home to a Guinness and to the belief that there's a foot fetish out there and maybe they could have a foot fetish too.
I have like one call out for that.
Yeah, please.
Don't send a picture of your feet.
Yeah, maybe.
I don't think I should do it for free. At least can't do it for free.
Definitely very,
for
very
free.
Good. Very good.
Hey, you could blur them out.
You could
and say,
well, ooh,
if you pay me $30.
30 bones.
Just a tease.
That's a hot foot. That's a hot foot.
$30?
30 bones?
I couldn't tell you. I'm not in the market.
Pretty penny. That's,
I don't really know.
And that's cheap. And that's cheap. For someone what these are going
pretty
for,
good.
That's cheap. That is going to be cheap.
Steal.
Well, Brock, how you feeling before we let you go? We left you with a lot of tools here. A
lot of tools.
You know what? I think I got to do this. I think I got to do the switcheroo. I like the idea of being like, no. I like tickles. Aaron is the one that likes feet. You got it backwards.
Okay, see, that actually I didn't even think about. You pin it on Aaron.
I like
that's a little dubious.
Yeah,
pin it on
off.
Aaron, yeah.
Get the heat off.
I mean, that's a long time game. To be honest, that's sort of what they make movies out about the end of the day. It's like tag.
That's right. Well, Aaron was the Oppenheimer at the end of the day. He invented the foot fetish.
Yeah.
And you can be the Josh Peck that pushes go.
Yeah.
on his tickled
ears. Josh Peck was your favorite part of that movie.
Yeah, Josh Peck coming in for 5 seconds and being too serious and push and go on the atomic bomb was my favorite
looking
part.
Looking like Josh.
Yeah. Do it like Josh. Josh Peck going, well, I guess we should test the fucker. Presses the button.
I guess we'll push the button.
I got to go back to my podcast. Pushes the button on the bomb.
He has a podcast?
Yeah, he has a podcast now.
All right, good on you, Josh.
Well, Brock, thank you so much for calling in. Obviously, we solved your problem, and it's, you know, and I just want to let you know that even if you did have a foot fetish, that'd be fine, too.
Thank you so much for your help. I was like pre-gaming you calling me by watching a bunch of Perfect Person.
Oh, that's so sweet.
That rules.
I'm so happy that you called. I paused it and I was like, there's no fucking way.
That is so sweet of you. Thank you so much for listening to the show. And I really appreciate it. You have the best day.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
That's funny, man.
That was really good.
That's funny.
Now that's funny.
Now that's comedy. It's like TBS.
Well, Jay, no, we've been having a lot of laughs. We've been having a lot of laughs. It's time to shut the fuck up.
Whatever.
And it's time to just...
It's time to shut the hell
up. It's time to shut the hell up. And get actually fundamentally real with each other and ourselves.
Okay.
What?
Yeah, dude.
What?
We're about to see reality in 3D.
Three dimensions.
4D.
I'm so high on life, I see in 3D.
Man, the only way, honestly, I just need to like mainline some Mumford and I'm going to be in 3D, man.
I may listen to Mumford on the way home.
Yeah.
And it's going to fucking send me through the roof. It's going to get me too hyper.
Yeah, you're going to like eject out of your seat.
I remember what
crazy.
Whoa, guys, we got to stop playing Mumford around this crew. They're getting too jacked up. There's something about it just makes me feel alive, man. I will wait for you. It just gets you there, man.
Gets you there,
man. Well, Jay, speaking of the big sauce that we call life, you know, I was thinking about this recently the other day.
Yeah.
Life comes at you a mile a minute. It's just sort of happening. It's going. You go to work. You go home. Yeah. You get back in the sack. You get back in the saddle and do it. What do you do it for, Jay?
Get back in the sack.
Get the back in the sack. What do you mean? Get back in the sack.
What do I do it for?
What do you do it for? Week to week, what's the thing that you're like, I'm psyched about this in life? Oh, and I say this only as like, I've been thinking about this a lot recently, and it's kind of like, okay, at the beginning of your life, you're in your 20s.
Sure. Yeah,
and
you start in your 20s.
You start in your 20s after high school.
You Benjamin Button down to zero. You forget everything about what you lived. You go forward.
Once you're like 18, you start to have autonomy over your own life. And you're looking at the rest of your life and you're like, okay, I can now pick kind of how I want it to maybe go.
Yeah.
And you have a list of checked off things. Hmm. And you're like, okay. And I'm in a very privileged position now where like I have a career that I'm psyched about. I'm married and I have a baby.
Yeah.
And it's sort of gotten me
to... And we like both of them.
And we like both of them.
To them more than you.
Yeah, all my friends like them more than me.
Yeah, totally.
But I was thinking
about
this...
You have to pay me to come here.
Of course.
Yeah.
That's right. Pay to be my friend.
Yeah.
We don't even hang out.
We don't even hang out anymore.
We're not even... After this turns off, silence.
Totally.
But the point
is... I'm honestly not here. You green screen me.
The point is, Jay,
yeah,
that I was like, okay, life is sort of a bunch of little checklist boxes and stuff, and then you start checking them off, and as I've been checking them off, I've been like...
And see you, like, writhing around your office, and...
Life is just a bunch of boxes!
Life is a bunch of boxes, baby!
What do I do?
But Sarah's, like, walking, you're like, what's Sarah's wrong like,
what
with
is wrong
you?
With you, dude?
Just stop drinking so much
coffee. Cookies and salmon. But I was kind of just like, I don't know, what does it for you? To me, like, what is doing it for me lately is the ability to be like, how can I, I've got this amazing wife that I love spending time with. I've got great friends I love spending time with. But recently, we've been talking all about activities. I'm trying to be like, how do I extend the quality of my life, try to experience things that feel new and fresh, try to get my body in shape. Like, there's all these different things that I'm like, okay, I have a bunch of this stuff sustained and I feel really good about a lot of parts of my life. And that's very lucky that I feel that way. How can I look at the rest of my life and be like, what are the things I really... am excited to do, and how do I make the time feel valuable? So I think that's what everyone's after. So what is it for you?
You want me to get like real?
Yeah.
I think the thing that like honestly gets me pretty excited is like it becomes more practical in time, in that it's like the action of the thing doing something. In many ways, it's sort of like Newton's third. Like it creates an equal and opposite reaction. You know, love in order to be loved. Like that kind of an idea.
Giving love to
your
friends.
Those things. Like the more that I find, if I'm in like bad places, if I'm in hard places, the thing that I often do, or my I have a tendency to do, is retreat, and I stop doing things that are good for me, like workout or whatever, like little or like reading or playing guitar, like anything that I like doing. Stuff like even this, and it's like, so the idea of like leaning into those things more. Is often what I'm more excited about, is like leaning deeper into those good things in life that are my friends, that are like the job that I really like, that are the creative things that I get to do that I enjoy.
Yeah.
And like little moments, I think that is something that I get really excited about on like a day-to-day basis. Yeah. Is like, oh, I know how to move forward. I get to move forward in so many amazing things, no matter my personal feeling.
It's almost like curiosity. It's sort of,
I think that's exact. Wow, that's actually kind of crazy you say that, because I that's the word that comes back to it a lot, is like this idea of like, I get really excited, and to be around a group of people that fuel me with curiosity and that encourage my curiosity.
And I think that that's
and draw it out.
Totally. And that's how I feel about our group of friends and stuff. That's how I feel about my wife and obviously Julian, my son, because it's just watching him be curious about stuff is so magical. And I think throughout my entire life, like even when you're a middle schooler, you're a high schooler, like the thing that's really, to me, getting me fulfilled is the curious angle of like, what would happen if we tried this? Like, what should we, you know, should we go and should we climb this tree? Should we try to make a weird student film?
Yeah.
Should we try to write about things that matter to us? Should we try to have interesting conversations about space, whatever it is. And now, like, to me, like, yeah, I'm curious. I'm like, what if we did surf lessons this summer as a friend group? Like,
totally.
How fun would that be? Like, I think staying curious about the stuff. Because I think that at any level in life, when you feel content, like to me, contentness and complacency, like it's kind of a razor's edge, much like the foot fetish guy.
Yeah.
It's like the more you feel like, okay, actually, you know what? I did it and I'm done. And sometimes for me, that feeling is, it like makes my heart go like, like I'm like, wait, what do you, like what's, I need something to strive for. Cause to me, the striving is the part that's good. So the more I can remain curious and the more I can like have a great win and celebrate that and be like, I'm so proud of myself for doing whatever. Having curiosity is the thing that kind of propels me forward.
I'm going to push back on one thing there.
Sure.
Because I agree completely, but I think and this is something that this is like something I think through life has hit me a lot, because I have a hard time, I think, as, it's like I have a hard time standing still. I have a hard time sort of being like, okay, this is just sort of like, you know, there are those weekends.
Oh, no, I need to get better at it.
Yeah, there are those weekends where you're like, nothing's happening. Like, I'm just sort of hanging out at home, like doing my own thing, and it's refueling. But I get very like, oh, but it has to be this way. It has to be this way. Yeah. It has to be this way. And it's like, no, it actually doesn't. I think that contentment and ambition actually have like a real strong marriage.
No, you're totally right.
And the idea that contentment is... Complacency and contentment are incredibly different. Mm-hmm. Complacency is one thing, but contentment is like, I did it, I'm done.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's complacency, but it's like sort of like maybe a little bit more like broad strokes. But then like contentment is an idea of saying like, I'm pleased, I'm grateful for where I am and what I'm doing. Mm-hmm. But that does not also negate, that is not mutually exclusive from the idea of like, that is giving me the foundation and a solid foundation by which I can be curious, by which that curiosity and that ambition can launch.
No, I think
that's really exciting.
I think you nailed it on the head, and you're right. Yeah, I think it's more that when I get content, and it's probably like an anxiety that I need to work on, but I worry about complacency. Not that I feel it, but it's like, I don't want to feel like, I want to try to strive. And I think you're right though. One thing I'm honestly trying to get better about is being like, you know what? If I spend a Saturday and I sit on the couch and I fucking, you know, and I hang out with Julian, and when he's napping, I just read. Or even if like Julian's at daycare and I'm like, if I spend that day and I don't quote unquote accomplish anything, that is still valuable.
For sure.
And it's like trying to treat those in between times as valuable and trying to soak up that too is something I've been trying to work on. Cause I am somebody that I can't turn it off.
Yeah.
It's hard for me to turn off the, like every time I'm like, wow, big open day. Just to, it could be anything today. I could rest, but I feel like 4 hours in, I'm like, I'm starting a new business.
Totally.
Like, and it's like, this is
same.
I need to fucking relax and allow myself to
there's
do that.
Like, there's that really sweet children's book, called, the
Good Night
Fox,
Moon.
The Mole, The Boy and the Horse or something. The horse, the boy, the mole, the fox and the horse. I don't know. It's like an iteration of those four things.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's less of like a narrative and more of like various proverbs and idioms. Mm-hmm. And a lot of them are very sweet. And they're like, you know, it's one of those things you look back on as like an adult and you're like, oh man, that crushes me or whatever. But a lot of them are very nice. Like one of them is like, you know, time spent with friends is never time wasted.
Completely.
Or like, you know, I don't feel like I've done anything. You know, it's like this little boy being like, I don't feel like I do anything. And it's like, well, being kind is like the hardest thing to do. It's like these like very sweet, simple truths that are very easily, but it's like, you know, whatever. And it's as a kid, you see it and you're like, that's very sweet and really amazing. It's good. But like you look back and you're like, oh yeah, I mean, I guess, you know, there is like a cliche, level of cliche to it. Yeah. There's also a level of, there's a level of clarity and a level of like,
oh, I love that,
foresight to it that are nice.
Like having value for things that don't check a box.
Yeah, for sure. I think that's exciting right now.
Jay, I love that answer.
I love you.
I love you, buddy. Thanks for being on the show. Where can people find you if they want more Jay?
Jay Putnam underscore.
Hell yeah, man. It may be underscored, but it's not undermined.
Totally. Somebody has Jay Putnam on Instagram. That's only Instagram. I only have Instagram. I need to post. I haven't posted in like a year.
You should post, man. Don't look for Jay songs on TikTok. You're posting songs?
Yeah, sometimes because I like to share music I like.
Oh yeah, you do post songs.
Yeah, I like doing that. It's just fun because I like to share. Like, I like to watch movies with people because I like to. I like the. That's fun.
I know you've been trying to get me to watch Dune for the last.
Yeah, and you watched it without me.
I know. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's insane. You know what? I'm pissed again.
Jay, thanks for being on the show, man. To everyone out there, if you have a problem, just remember that no matter who you are, or where you are, perfection is only a call away.
That was a HeadGum podcast.